The last option I thought was really interesting because it's rare that I hear such aggressive terms used. There's almost a sense of violence in some of those terms. So I'm really surprised to see that. Is that just because of the interpretation? And just another spin on that. If you can't get rid of the thought, is another option to just get up and actively do something, walk, physically, you know, with a physicality to kind of get the thought process changed?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things with the language that the Buddha uses can be in some places, you know, very in your face. You got to deal with it. And part of it is his own background. He's brought up in the warrior caste, so you know he didn't. I don't think they, you know, was doing a whole lot of. He probably got a rounded education, but certainly as a warrior and as a prince, and a lot of it was around martial themes. Yeah, so certainly that's an aspect of his of his background, and I think also just the reality of you know, you think of in the same way of the example that Ajahn Khrundamu gave of dealing with a child in a situation where it's very dangerous. I mean, sometimes you don't go to the softest method first, or house training a little puppy or something. You know, it's good to try to really encourage it to not crap all over the place, but sometimes. You know, it needs something else, and similarly, our mind has that. So you have to be ready to deal with it where it is, and if where it is really recalcitrant, then you know you leave. It's an option. You see that it's the last one. It's really a last-ditch effort. and then your second part of the question around with thought. Because sometimes, sitting in meditation, the mind just, it's just going round and round and round. And sometimes that's where it's, you know, you acknowledge, okay, my mind is obsessed, I'm getting totally swept up in this, but whatever I've tried isn't working. Oftentimes one of the things I encourage the monks to do is go pick up a broom and go sweep the paths, do something physical that you can take some kind of pleasure in. Go and clean up the dying shed, or clean up the meditation hall, clean up the shrine. Do that with your kuti, just giving your shrine a really good cleaning. It really brightens and changes the mind, so that it isn't always the case that one, you know, follow, you know, again, you just to say, okay, what works and sometimes, yeah, more meditation is you know, more obsession. it's helpful to kind of deflect it, and you're doing it with mindfulness. It's not just sort of out of boredom or sort of as, oh, okay, I've tried this, I've tried that, this isn't working. Okay, and I should really do something a bit more physical. And that oftentimes dissipates the power of it, and you can come back to it.
Just to add a little bit, I'll talk loud. I remember once talking about this sutta, somebody had a real severe objection to that last one, you know, thinking, oh, that really sounds violent, you know, a strong man taking a weak man and crushing, you know, and that kind of stuff. I don't like that. And it's not that the, I just wanted to emphasize, it's not that the Buddha is advocating, you know, people crushing other people. It's just a simile in terms of how sometimes that strength of mind is needed. You know, it's not meant to be violent, but taking strong measures is what he is pointing to.
Is that strong measure of crushing the man, is that considered getting up and sweeping? That's kind of the stronger take in dealing with something that you can't...
That's a stronger, you know, in the sense of... in this particular technique, I mean, you're sitting there really... using a forceful application of settling the mind. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And if it doesn't, and that's your last ditch effort, then you have to come up with something else. Then that's part of practice, taking an interest in seeing what works.
But sometimes it can happen. I find, you know, you can't use that on just a purely mental level before you get up and do the sweeping. You know,
yeah.
If you see something coming up and it's just going on and on and on, just to kind of clear the screen with just saying, you know, mentally saying, "No, stop that. You know, this is not going anywhere."
It's kind of like reset.
Yeah, reset.
Yeah.